If you've ever read Carl Sandburg's poems, you know them to be almost an anthem for Chicago. Gritty, gorgeous, organized, and disorganized at the same time. The words tell the story, but the feel of those words have stuck to this town throughout the ages. Sandburg's Chicago poems are almost like a theme song for this city. And that's where David Nagler comes in. David Nagler's a musician who's played with his band Nova Social, as well as working with singer-songwriter John Wesley Harding and the punk greats the Mekons, just to name a few. He's taken the poems of Carl Sandburg and he's put them to song with his new album, Carl Sandburg's Chicago Poems, which is out this October. David Nagler is here in studio tonight to perform some of those works. You can also see him at the Hideout on Monday, Robbie Folk's show. David Nagler, thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Thanks, Justin. Good to see you.
All right, so let's talk about this concept because, you know, I was reading a lot about it today and rereading some of the Carl Sandburg work. And it is, I mean, it is poetry, but it is nothing like song. Right. Where did this idea come from?
So I went to school at Northwestern. And so I have a history with at least Chicago land, if not Chicago itself. But I did come to the city quite a lot when I was here. And I came back to visit. I'm from the East Coast, and I've lived there all my life. And I came back to visit in 1998, and I had this little collection of Sandburg's called Harvest Poems, which has a number of poems from his various collections. And I immediately went to the Chicago Poems, which is 16 poems from the Chicago Poems, which is 150 poems ish in total.
Right.
And I read these and I just started reading a couple of them and they struck me as lyrics right off the bat. There was one called Lost, which is very sort of atmospheric and has a real sort of ambiance to it. And then there's a poem called Mag where it has this narrator who's just totally down on his luck and everything's going poorly for him in his life. And at the time I was listening to the Randy Newman record, Good Old Boys. And this character reminded me of a lot of the characters on that record. And then that was just sort of where the spark happened. I was like, well, let's just set that to music. And why don't we just set all these to music? And so that was the idea. And then I didn't really get around to it for another 10 years.
But, that's good music.
Yeah, yeah.
It does,
but,
right.
But, you know, time to percolate. And so that was where the idea came from. And then there was sort of like, all right, that's the challenge. Let's do it.
Obviously, there's a tremendous relationship between poetry and lyrics.
Right.
I mean, that's that. A lot of them are one and the same.
Yeah.
But you know, Carl Sandburg, he's not one to rhyme all the time. I mean, he's not. When I kind of that's what I meant by organized and disorganized. All you know, he's not following any structure, or especially when it comes to a song. So, what was it that was lyrical in your head when so many other forms of poetry are much more suited for music?
Right. Well, I think that was, I mean, like I just referred to it as sort of like a challenge. And so like there are a couple songs that, or poems rather, where I was like, this could be a song, but then it was like, well, let's try this and let's see how it goes. And there's sort of a sort of contrast in terms of what he was doing. Like he was really influenced by like haiku. And so there is like a real sparseness to a lot of it. And so like you can write a song, I mean, you can off a couple words, really, but like there are only a handful of lines through some of the poems. I mean, Chicago is probably the best known poem from the collection, but the second best known is probably Fog. And Fog is basically like his version of a haiku. And so that was one where I was like, well, let's do that. But then it was like, let's just see if it's possible. And so when I first started writing them, there were the two that I'd mentioned right off the bat, mm-hmm. Lost and Mag. But then I was like, let's go for it. So Chicago,
that's the big one,
the anthemic
right?
one.
Right.
They're all sort of anthemic. That was the one where if this is possible, then they're all possible.
Well, take us through the process because it's not just, you know, strumming a guitar and playing a G chord and saying, okay, right. I'm just going to read the poem, right?
right?
I mean, there's restructuring, there's moving the words around. I mean, how did you approach the craft of turning Carl Sandburg's work into song?
Right. Well, that's actually, I mean, one thing is I actually didn't really change anything, which was kind of interesting. There are a couple, I think maybe there's one or two where the entirety of the poem is repeated,
right,
or certain aspects of it. But otherwise, I didn't move.
You can't,
anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which was
Was that on purpose to sort of keep the structural integrity of the poem?
That was totally intentional. But it was a matter of, for me, just kind of choosing the instrument to write on. So it was either piano or guitar. I would say probably the bulk of them were written on piano. But a lot of them were done in this sort of method known as through composed, where it's not as much about like verse, chorus, verse, chorus, bridge. It's more about like you just have certain themes and you just sort of write the music through the lyrics as they progress. And so that was the way a lot of them turned up.
Well, you're a singer-songwriter. I mean, how difficult was it to just be working on the song part and not the lyric part? I mean, that was already done. That's, you know, like, was it difficult for you as a musician to sort of take that part on?
That was a relief.
Yeah, that was easier, for, right.
Frankly, because it was just like, I mean, these lyrics are great. I mean, they're written by one of, you know, the great American poets. And so with that, you just, you know, that's the limitations create the form. And that's just what you do. You have these lyrics and you look for patterns and you look for similarities in terms of lines and then you just sort of go for it. And like certain words, you might have melodic themes for them. It's kind of an intricate process. And that's probably why it took 20 years to happen.
Well, so. I'm intrigued about Carl Sandburg because, you know, obviously he's, you know, he's had such a relationship to Chicago.
Yeah.
And you're not from Chicago. So, I mean, this isn't a Homer project where you're just like, we need to do more with Carl Sandburg.
Right.
I mean, we talked a little bit at the top about the poems that you were reading and what they spoke to you for. But what is it about Carl Sandburg that you think his work continues to resonate today? What is it about that poet, not necessarily Chicago, but the concept of this set of poetry that gives you the ability to recreate it?
Well, there's a couple things. One thing about his poetry is there's a real straightforwardness to it. You know, there's imagery involved, but it's very like grounded in like, you know, the reality of the day to day and the people who inhabit, you know, the city and the world. And that's like kind of a big, that's a thing of his that I don't see a lot in terms of, you know, poetry these days, because it's sort of moved past that in certain ways. It's become it's just less straightforward. I mean, it's been talked about how some of his poetry relates more to like slam poetry today in terms of like it has a message and it's a little more deliberate. And so there's that. And then the other thing is just the sort of time that he was coming out of. He was both a journalist and he was also very politically active. He was basically a democratic socialist at the time. And so those were sort of two focuses of him, was like from the journalistic standpoint, is like sort of depicting what he saw
in
the world.
Right.
And then from the democratic socialist standpoint, it was like
putting it through his lens, right?
Putting it through his specific,
you know, that's interesting.
Lens. So,
well, the album is called Carl Sandburg's Chicago Poems, which will be out this October. David Nagler is in studio with me. He has taken those poems, set them to music. We're going to hear a selection coming up here after the break. David Nagler in studio. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, musician David Nagler. His new album is called Carl Sandburg's Chicago Poems, which is coming out in October. David took the poems of Carl Sandburg and put them to music. He's a musician who has worked with John Wesley Harding and the punk greats, the Mekons, which are here in town, or obviously John Langford's here in town, among others. So David Nagler is going to perform for us now. What are we going to hear, David?
So this is a song called Theme in Yellow.
Theme in Yellow.
Yeah.
All right, Theme in Yellow.
Here we go. I spot the hills with yellow balls in autumn.
Light the prairie cornfields, orange and tawny gold clusters, and I am called pumpkins. On the last of October, when dusk is fallen, children join hands and circle around me, singing ghost songs and love to the harvest moon.
David Nagler live in studio, his album Carl Sandburg's Chicago Poems, where he is taking Chicago poems, Carl Sandburg's Chicago poems, and putting them to music. He's going to be at the Hideout on Monday, 1354 West Wabanzia, playing with Robbie Foulkes at Robbie Foulkes' showcase that he does on Monday nights. He also got a big show coming up at the end of October, right? Which is part of the, where's that at?
So that's at the Harold Washington Library on Thursday, October 27th at 6 p.m. It's a free show in association with the Poetry Foundation.
After you have, you know, sort of put this project together and recorded the music and then you're starting to tour it around, when you play a song like that or you play the other stuff, does the poetry, does it mean something different to you now? Does after being a part of it and working on it, does it take on a different life for you?
I'm not sure it does. I think there was so much, there was a lot of thought for me going into the creation of it. Like I had to be so intricate about the sort of basically the analysis of it in terms of, you know, making sure everything came together as it should, you know, setting the stuff to music. I sort of felt like the tone has to be right for every song. And so because of that, like most of the thought was,
that's where
was
the
done.
Thought is. Yeah. That's so interesting. I was thinking about that too, as you were playing that song. I'm like, you know, you get artistic license and how you're going to, how you're actually going to arrange this song, what the tone's going to be. That could have been a ska song.
Yeah.
You wanted it to
and
be.
And that song actually in particular was probably one of the last ones that I finished. Like that one, I just sort of sat there for a while and I think I might've tried at least one or two different versions of it, like completely different. One was like kind of like more of like a minor key dark sort of thing. And then it just was like, well, it's like autumnal and so let's embrace like the folky nature of it.
In the basically. Process of creating the work, are you trying to put the poems to different music to see how it fits? I mean, are you automatically as a sort of esteemed veteran singer songwriter, are you already like, I know where that's going, I need to do that like this?
Ideally you sort of, if you have an idea, let's that sort of first thought, best thought kind of approach to it. But sometimes it's just not the case. And so sometimes you need to sort of work through it. And with this, because it was like, these are the 16 poems that I'm going to set to music. Sometimes I had to basically change course, you know, on certain songs. A lot of them though, was sort of like, if I had certain themes or melodies or chord progressions, those are the ones that would often happen, but not for all of them.
Now, do you see this being something that you'll continue to do, that you'd be inspired by poetry, different artists, different poets, that you might be the guy who mashes, culturally mashes up.
it's It's tough to say. I mean, the thing that I really liked about this was how it came about very organically, how it was like this idea that I had 20 years ago. And then 10 years later, I started writing the songs. And it was really when I sort of found out that the centenary of the collection was coming up, that that gave me the deadline to actually finish it.
I see. Yeah.
I might think about it more in the future, but you know, for now, I'm just happy having done this.
You know, going through the work and even sampling some of the poetry, it's surprising to me because Carl Sandburg was such, like I said at the top, I mean, he really is the poet. These are Chicago poems. It really stands up to sort of be the feel of Chicago. It really captures that. Right. But, you know, as you mentioned, there are a lot of poems involved. Yeah. I mean, when you're doing this project and you're performing it in different places and you're starting, how much of your audience is familiar, as deep as you are, with Carl Sandburg?
Well, that varies. I mean, I think when I do, I have three kind of major shows coming up. In 2 weeks, I'm doing it down in North Carolina, which is a show actually produced by the Carl Sandburg Home, which is in Flat Rock, North Carolina, which is about 30 minutes outside of Asheville. And so I assume that audience will know Sandburg pretty well. Right. And in fact, I've heard that Sandburg's granddaughter Paula will be there as well, which is very, very exciting. So, so that's one. And then in New York, the record release show is at Joe's Pub, and that's just a music venue that an amazing venue that I play at from time to time. And that'll probably be more like fans of music and the more theatrical productions. And then Chicago here is put on by the Poetry Foundation at the library, and so that one, who knows? Who knows will be here?
Well, it's a stunning collection. Carl Sandburg, Chicago Poems. The album is out this October. David Nagler will be playing Monday night at the Hideout, but he also will be have a big show at the end of October at the Harold Washington Library. David, where can people find the music and find out more information about you?
So Carl Sandburg, ChicagoPoems.com is the one-stop for everything.
There you go. David, thanks for coming in. Thanks for performing.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that was great. David Nagler, the album, I was just looking at this, the singers that he has on the album with him, John Langford, of course, Sally Timms, Jeff Tweedy, Daniel Knox, a lot of great, Kelly Hogan, Nora O'Connor. So there's a lot of great people that are a part of David Nagler and Friends, the Carl Sandburg Chicago Poems album, which you can find